being Chinese and growing up in the U.S. has for so long been a massive part of who I am and something I'm so proud of. I think I've kind of taken it upon myself from a very young age, almost subconsciously, to be a cultural bridge. And I mean that truly in the most innocent and honest and joyous way. Maybe you grow up in a place and you absorb a lot of its cultural traditions, its education style, maybe its language, but at the same time, your experience is also colored by your home environment, and maybe that's a different language and different foods and different traditions and customs and ways of communication. And so kind of bringing that all together, you merge and form a new culture, and that would be a third culture. No matter where I go, I don't feel I'm an outsider. I actually feel like I am, or I try to be, as much a part in the most authentic sense of that space as I can be. And then when I leave it, I really try to take with me the parts that speak to me and keep them in my heart forever. There is no day in the life, because every single day is by definition different. But I can give an example if that's helpful. 2 days ago, I was in New Zealand. I was training on snow because it's reverse season. So I finished skiing, drove straight to the airport in my full ski gear, changed at the airport in 5 minutes, packed it into a suitcase that I had half packed. And so I put it into the empty half, zipped it up, sent it into the bag check, flew from New Zealand to China. And on that flight, I read 100 pages of my book, wrote a couple pages to be published, and then slept the rest of the time. Landed at 5 in the morning, started shooting at 6, shot 10 hours, and then ran 10 miles afterwards and went to sleep. So that would be a day in the life. But I don't know if I've ever done that day before, and I might not do it again. But I think the one thing that stays consistent is the tempo. One of my good friends is a park builder, and I've known him since I was 10, maybe younger, when I first started skiing in China, so 8 or 9. And he actually told me last year that in his park that he's been maintaining for the last 10 to 12 years, he has literally gotten to see the demographic shift. It used to be me as the only young girl in the park, and then a bunch of middle-aged guys, probably. And now he calls it the Eileen effect, where the park is full of little girls and they're all on skis. It's so special to see supporters. I don't really call them my fans. In Chinese, I call them 我的朋友们, like my friends, because my classic line is, they're not my fans, they're my friends, because I want to do it with them and I don't want to lead them. But they make these massive banners and flags and my school logo. And at the end of the day, when I have the victory, it's really special to share it with my friends at the bottom of the corral.